What about the issue of these patients with mutations in terms of metastatic disease and, you know, sort of where erlotinib fits in? Do you generally use it up front or chemotherapy?
I think that you can make a perfectly reasonable argument for treating patients with known mutations or with clinical characteristics that are likely to be associated with mutations, such as never smokers with adenocarcinomas. You can make a strong argument to begin those patients with erlotinib monotherapy, and that's what I do generally in an off-study situation. I think that we're also studying a large number of next-generation EGFR inhibitors, things that are irreversible inhibitors, drugs that hit both EGFR and VEGF in those patient populations as well. But in an off-study situation, I think it's reasonable to approach those patients with either erlotinib monotherapy or, as in the CALGB trial that's ongoing, erlotinib with conventional chemotherapy.